Tim McGraw, the interview. How he cheats. Online now at WQIK.com. Just click on the icon with Veronica's face or my face. I think it just says Dave and Veronica, right? And then you go to our page where head ties our faces on it. That's it. And then you're going to listen to the Tim McGraw interview. And yeah, he cheats. He admits it. And what he cheats with. Mm-hmm. It's 8:11. Happy Valentine's Day, Tim. Happy Valentine's Day, buddy. Dave and Veronica, and in the studio, we have our lucky couples, Robin, Jennifer Puffer. We already did their song last hour, and then we have Frank and Deanna Ricker. We've got a song for them here. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
Great, how you doing?
Good, man. So tell us about, get right up on mic there. I mean, you got to get right on it, because right, okay. These timid voices come in like, I'm afraid. Deanna's like really afraid. She's, how far is she?
So cute.
How far is she in this
she's
pregnancy?
She's due March 4th.
Oh, my
God.
So
18 days, I think.
And this is your first child.
Yeah.
Now, I understand, no name yet?
We have a name, but we're, you know, not telling anybody.
You're really not, so we can't pay you to give it out on the radio? We can't pay you. I'll give you $5.
You can break the news right here.
Yeah, that would be a good way, something different. We want him to be the first to hear it, so.
Oh, That's so sweet.
You want the baby to be the first to hear it?
Yeah.
So you can't get it out of you? We can't deprive the kid of that opportunity?
That is really sweet. That is so sweet.
Really, Frank? Okay. So yeah. Tell me, you work in the meat business, right?
I do, yes.
Can you get me some country ham?
No country ham, no. Okay. We're up in Chicago, so.
Oh, brats and stuff? What do you do?
We do Italian sausage, bratwurst, back ribs, stuff like that.
Sausage, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how do you don't
sure
you soak? Don't you soak it in beer and stuff?
Well, we have a Guinness.
And by
beer
the way, that word sausage is not in the song.
Oh, it's not. Okay,
no,
good.
It's not.
I just heard the words Guinness beer brat.
Guinness beer brat. Yeah, a lot of companies just boil their brats in beer. Mm-hmm. We actually put it in with the product. 2,000 pounds of pork. We put one keg of Guinness beer.
By the way,
can I ask a question?
We're writing a song, by the way, as he's talking. We're writing a song right now as we speak. So it's happening. It's unfolding right now, folks.
If I eat a Guinness beer brat during Lent, is that cheating? Because mm-hmm. It's in there?
No, it's okay. It's from roast packing. You're good.
That's good. So tell us about Applebee's takes a play in the first meeting, I guess. What happened here?
You want to say something?
Yeah. Go ahead, get Deanna on the mic, man. Get Deanna on the mic. Deanna, come on, Deanna.
I kind of had a dinner with my friend, and he was at the other end of the table, and mm-hmm. My other friend comes down and says, you know, my friend Frank thinks you're hot. And
well, you are,
so
you are
like,
hot.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good for him. So we left, went back to her house, and then he was trying to talk to me the whole night. And that following weekend, he called me, and it's been history.
Now,
since,
I understand, Frank, you needed some liquid courage.
Two for one drinks. I had the same conversation like 3 times.
Really? Did I tell you I got a Corvette? Yeah, you did, about 5 times.
I sell meat.
You DB, get out of here. So, I work in a sausage business. Yeah, you told me that already. So what about, it was 2 for 1, what's a Grateful Dead? I've never had a Grateful Dead drink at
Long
Applebee's.
Long Island iced tea with Blue Curacao.
Blue Curacao? Oh, it's a sissy drink,
Curacao.
Basically.
It's a sissy drink.
It's a sissy drink. Okay. That's great. Now tell us about Lightning. You like to go to hockey games, right?
Oh, yeah. We love to go to hockey games. We actually had season tickets last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the year before. Due to the baby, we're not doing that this year.
Not doing the hockey game with the kid?
Trying to go as often as we can until he gets here.
All right, what's the baby's name, by the way?
You're not going to get me.
You're not? Okay, fine. All right, so we're just putting us all together here. So they're having their very first baby. She's not going to tell us. They're not going to tell us. They want to utter the words to the baby as soon as it's born.
It's very sweet.
Hi, little Joey, or something
like
that.
It.
There you go. Is it a boy or girl? You said boy?
Boy.
Boy, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Camille, what do you think?
I think we got it.
Okay,
we're good.
Camille Dupree, Broken Fetters. Here is your Valentine's Day song, Frank and Deanna Ricker. Here we go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Started in a corner booth at Applebee's. 2 for 1 Grateful Dead is what Frank needs. Talked on the phone for 8 hours straight. 3 months later they got engaged for this Valentine's Day. With a baby on the way, he brings the sausage home. the last one we'll see before two becomes three. Now he carries a diaper bag to the Lightning games. Let's go, Lightning! Staying up all night with...
Wait, what's his name?
What's the baby's name?
What's his name?
Come on, what's his name?
You're going to ruin the song if you don't tell us. What's baby's name?
For this Valentine's Day, with a baby on the way, he brings a sausage home. It's the last one we'll see before two becomes three. Deanna's having a baby. Deanna, Banna, Bo, Banna, Fee, Fi, Fo, Fanna.
You got to give it up. Camille Dupri and the Broken Fetters. Give it up, yeah.
That was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Frank Deanna, or Frank said that he tries to outdo every Valentine's Day, so how would he do this one?
He did very well.
Hey, but it's only the beginning. I was going to say, chop this. What are you going to do? Be in the Bubba Show to him next year? You might have better ratings, but I don't think you can do this.
No love songs on this show, no way. Say it.
All right.
Listen, hey, thank you so much. Once again, I want to thank our couples big time. Rob and Jennifer Puffer. Rob is a 911 dispatcher. Jennifer came in just like, what is going on here? Thanks so much for coming by. And Jennifer, you said you enjoyed the Skyway Jack's breakfast, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she goes to your dad. I think you go to the one... Dad used to take her there all the time.
Sweet.
That is awesome. And once again, Frank and Deanna Ricker, thank you so much.
Thank
couples.
You guys.
Let's give it up to our couples coming in here. And happy Valentine's Day on behalf of all of us here at WQIK. And a big thank you to Camille Dupri and the Broken Fetters.
You can check them out on Facebook, by the way. Get their music.
There
you
go. 818, Dave and Veronica, Daytona 500 tickets coming up at 8:35.